The Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb. Shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map.
Move it on your left.
And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a sue? Not respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blunt make me
what crap, my nut gets screwed. Ow! Here comes my Shaolin style. True, B-A-B-B-Y-U. To my crew with the
Come on, baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, baby, come on.
Yo, you best protect your neck.
First things first, man, you with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any slack in this mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down that shit. Cam, you can't slam. Don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creeps. They be rolling with a stash. Ain't saying gas. Bite my style. I'll bite your motherfucker.
Out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long, it's how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats. Rap was a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I come with all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all. It's double the light. Apollo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is. A fuck. Pros and it go.
Yo, chill with the feedback block. We don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho. Where the f*** you see that? Feeling mad hostile. Ran out apostle. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stroll with the holy roll. Then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your f***ing chin. Slaying boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around a mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My clan increased like black unemployment. Another one there, took a genius, take us the f*** out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hit since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sinning like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. It's so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors. They're scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
The best protect your neck.
Peace, family. How y'all feeling right now, man? You tapping in with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, playing the hottest hits always, man. And look, man, we love this thing called hip-hop, you know? Willfully, you love it just as much as we do, man, because we came to give it to you live, all the way live. So we had to start that joint off with Mano. BK, you know, I like the way, you know, he did a little remix right there. You know what I mean? Remix the Pac joint to Live and Die in BK. It's the place to be. Yeah. Shout out to Mano, man. I always like Mano, man. Word is bond. I like Mano, man. Always keeping it 100, man. Shout out to Mano. Brooklyn. Then we had that. We had that Wu classic, Protect Your Neck. You guys protect your neck. First things first, man, you effing with the verse. I be sticking pins in your head like an effing nurse, you know what I mean? And that line is straight out of the Wisdom Builder Destroy Degree in the 1 to 40, man. Straight up, man. The nurse, man, stuck the pins in the heads of the babies, man. You know what I mean? And that's what's going on really right now, you know what I mean? When you look at the world, bro, like, you know, there's a the percentage is the most highest with black babies with white pediatricians, you know what I'm saying? Like, they... The percentage of them dying is higher than any other ethnicity on the planet. You know what I mean? So, you know, when I think of that degree and what it's saying there, right, it's very true. You know what I'm saying? It's very true. You know, this is still happening. I think about, you know, original people who are suffering with mental health and are not being able to get the help that they need, you know, whether it's because of judgment within their own communities or it's, you know, really the lack of care and concern from these healthcare officials. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's real, right? It's real, you know. But you know, K-Ski, man, tell the audience, man, like, what? How long you been in this rap game, bro? And let's talk about like some of what you would deem some of your greatest successes being in the music industry.
So this year it marks my 40 year anniversary of being an MC.
Wow, 40 years.
Yeah,
woo!
Yeah,
Free Cypher, baby, Free Cypher.
You know, cause 85 was I picked up the pen and you know it was Slick Rick, you know, listening to him. And the song that I started writing off of was Da Ha, Da Ha, the rapping dude.
Uh-huh.
I changed his words around.
Da Ha, Da Ha. Never thought that, no.
Yeah, I changed his words around, and then the next thing you know, I just kept at it, and man, it's been, like I said, after I had the record contract offer in high school, but mom was like, nah.
Uh-huh.
So going into the military, I still did my music, so, you know, performing over in Japan. Performing in Hawaii with my Lost Tribe. Shout out to my Lost Tribe people. Doing stuff there. And then when I got to Seattle, after I got out the Navy in 99, I was like, you know what? It's still in me. I'm still doing music. Let me do my thing. So then I got signed by independent record label. Shout out Mad Passion. My man Matt Wong. And in 2003, you know, I would say one of the milestones is being Seattle's local artist, hip hop artist of the year in 2003. You know, opening up for, like I said, the Youngbloods, Clue, the Clips. Shout out to my man from Jamaica, Queens. Queens Get the Money, my man Rob. He kind of put that show together, you know, politicking. And, also opening up for Twista. And so, you know, there's a lot of highlights doing that, you know, opening up for national artists, getting the award, hearing my song on the radio, breaking the record. They had a show that played local artists' music, and people had to vote on it. And if they like your stuff, they play it the following week. It's called Future Flavors. My man Super Sam, DJ Super Sam, shout out Super Sam, Drea, and Tony B. And my song actually broke the record. It was like 11 weeks straight. And then it got picked up and put into regular rotation, you know. So it was cool because, you know, in high school, I had the record contract, but went to the Navy. So then here I am, you know, in 2003, getting busy in Seattle doing, you know, getting awards and doing big shows and stuff, you know. But I would say the one of the important things in my career is the record label got a letter from a guy who was in a car accident. And that guy said that he got in a car accident, and while he was in rehab, he was listening to my CD.
Wow.
The Coldest Winter. And it motivated him, and he used it for motivation, and he wrote the record label to tell us that.
Wow.
And I think that's what a lot of artists do it for, is to touch people's lives.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You know, I like when people bobbing their head and getting down, but when a person come up and be like, yo, bro, I'm listening to what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
You're saying some deep stuff and da-da. That's important. To me, that's what makes it, that's what it's about.
True indeed. You know? That's real, bro. That's real. You know what I mean? And shout out to that person, man. Like, that's, you know, I had a similar experience with somebody who listened to a song that I put out called Preach. And I never got to meet this woman, but my brother told me about her, and when she heard that song, she just started crying, you know. And it's just like, you know, our words and the way that we deliver them, and the tone in which we deliver them, and the energy behind it, it's like, yo, it really changes the frequency of somebody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It really changes the frequency of somebody. So, yeah. You know,
going back to what you were saying when we was talking about before, about, you know, the motherland, you know, like we following that tradition of storytellers.
Yep, the griots.
The griots.
Yeah.
You know, and before that. So, mm-hmm. You know, and again, it just breaks my heart to see how the art has been compromised. And, you know, and again, there's a lane for, you know, fun and things like that. And I think I had this talk with some people before, and before there was balance. It seemed like there was more balance.
Mm.
You could have your kid and play,
mm-hmm.
but then you had your Public Enemy. Mm-hmm. Then you had your NWA.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like there was room for everybody.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's just focused on one aspect, which just so happens to be the self-destructive.
Yeah.
You know, cats, again, you know, bragging about being on demon time, bragging about doing this devil stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they flipped it on us.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Most definitely. And, you know, it's, and I think that also, though, you know, it's important that, like, we look at it like this. It's like, okay, because I before I was very much in that mindset, like, yo, this is devil music, this is all, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also got to look at the perspective of, like, yo, like, they were saying that about hip-hop when y'all was young, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just part of, it's a part of evolution, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes things have to be destroyed before they can be rebuilt, you know? So maybe this is the part of like the setup plan for the destruction of all of that. You know what I mean?
Hopefully, yeah.
But I mean, not all the kids are listening to the same music. You know what I mean? And but I also gotta respect it. Like, yo, man, like these kids, this is what they know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they can only be held responsible for what they know. You know what I mean? Nobody can be held responsible for what they don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Except for in the eyes of the law, right? Yeah. And even then, there's a certain law that actually this one brother who's studying law was telling me about, is that sometimes you can get off with because you didn't know the law. You know what I mean? But majority of the time, they don't really care. Like, you don't know the law, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You break it, right?
Well, and I think, you know, again, the issue with the age gap and this divide, you know, this whereas the older cats are supposed to help provide guidance, mm-hmm. you know, but it's crazy because even though now it seems like it's changing, I'm seeing a lot of my peers dropping music. You know, everybody from Raekwon to, again, Eclipse, Ghostface coming. I think Nas and Premier got some joints. So it's good to see older cats still doing it. But what I would like to see, and maybe that's something that we got to put out, but talking about what's going on, I find it really, really suspicious. All this stuff that's going on, and cats are not speaking on it. You know what I mean? Because again, as an artist, it's about integrity and staying true to the message. So if we talking empowerment, we got to talk about what's going on. Like you're saying, if they don't know, these kids don't know, then who's going to tell them? But you know, again, okay, you fly, you got your car, you got this, you got that's cool. But what's about what's really going on so people can navigate through this? You know, so and like when you really go back and you look at the crack epidemic, because you got cats bragging about how they were selling crack and doing this and that, and it's like, okay, you understand that that was a program put to destroy the black community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So again, and I said, I think this before when I was on here, tell your story. And if you did something, okay, tell your story, but don't glorify the negativity. Then you misleading people. And that's Shaitan right there. You know what I mean? So you working with the Dark Vader. you messing with, you on that dark force. misleading the babies. And making self-destruction cool. You know, so I think, you know, I would like to see some of the older cats tell these young cats what's really going on. And you know, again, tell your story. If you out there running the streets, you out there in them streets, you outside, okay. But, you know, talk about the negative aspect of that. Like you said, mental health, being locked up, hurting your mama. You know what I mean? Like, Tell it all. Just don't glorify. Because then
the one side, yeah.
Yeah, and then when you see these record labels, they make money off prison. Like they own stock in the prison companies, and so they making money off of our demise, our destruction.
Yeah, bro, it's a deep spider web, bro. The spider web is like forever being webbed, you know what I'm saying? You know, I think Roc Nation told Kanye that in his newest contract, you can't rap about Jesus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so wait a second, man.
Like, but you can rap about killing him.
Yo, you're telling me that he can't rap about Jesus? Like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro. Like, you can't, like, they put this in your contract. Like, you can't rap about Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, you're Christian or not, whatever. You can't rap about Jesus?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yo, bro. But if I were to be like, yo, I'm killing every N-word on the block right now. I'm running through all of these shorties. Like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, I can rap about that. But I can't rap about Jesus?
Yeah. Bro, there's nothing more eye-opening than when the Breakfast Club, when they had your man on there, Def Jam Legacy, Leo Cohen.
Oh, my man. Get the hell out of here.
You know, so when he was on there and they was asking about, you know, if you got an artist that has a drug problem, you know, would you sign him? And he was like, yeah, and they was like, but, and Charlamagne was like, well, don't you think that's kind of hypocritical? And he was like, yeah, you know, I got mouths to feed, I got bills to pay, and da da. And so,
bro, he's a devil, bro. So, Leo Cohen is a devil, bro.
So you willing to
the stuff he said about X-Men when he died?
Man,
come on, man.
Yeah. So pretty much he's saying, I'm gonna get this money and move and put the morals to the side, put the ethics.
Of course, man.
You know, so the bag is more important than morals. and ethics. And I think that's why we see where hip-hop is at now, where we glorifying this negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you said, unfortunately, it's been a couple of generations, so these kids are coming up
mm-hmm.
with that mind state.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, yo, I don't care. I just got to get this bag, son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey, if I got thrown a dress.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yo, we going to be right back, y'all. We going to be right back. We going to keep these tunes running. Let's get it popping, man. We got more for y'all, man. Look, man. We about to get into it, man. You know what I'm saying? But yo, everything's real, man. Everything is real. Everything is real, man. Everything is real. I wonder if that's going. Let's go.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Hey, y'all, I got a pistol when it's staying by me. I got a lot of issues, so my death is anticipated highly. That was me facilitating robberies. I'm like a hardware store. I take a key and start making copies. Kill me, it's gonna take a posse. You thinking wisely, and I refuse to let you dudes patronize me. I charge 100 for an A for broccoli. You heard about me. I got enough greenhouses to play Monopoly. Caught cases selling yang in lobbies. Few had ugly faces with amazing bodies. I'm frustrated when a hater by me. I took my bank statements and made a diary. That's great advisory, huh? I ain't waiting till the label sign me. I had illegal empires that probably generate the same disguises. I remember playing on them side streets. Then I built a brand with my brothers like the Wayans and the Osleys.
Yeah, I know you probably heard I gave them crumbs. Then I made a run and rap, gave it back and donated funds. Provided jobs for my neighbor's sons. Built foundations to save the slums while talking about and guns. My ex told me we don't date because I'm too self-centered. I spent more time counting than making love. A contractor, I could make a plug. I contact you with a load and a number sweeter than maple syrup. That first $1 million gave me courage. I'm FaceTiming bosses, talking in the camera like I'm Katie Kerr. Can't hear you, my new Mercedes purring. Ain't a day that I ain't earned or a favor. I ain't returned. I'm booked in cities, put work in them same towns. Stepped on it. I came down with footwork like I'm James Brown. And don't mistake the shit that they say for the same style. These street politics for civilians, I break down. I straddle lines of cracking rhymes. But this old school lack of minds look like I just traveled back in time. I shed it weight, my crew half the size. I built a band with my brothers like the Jackson 5. Yeah.
Thoughts of matching us, then your plan's absurd. Yeah. Could get you whacked before dessert. You'll be tortured before the lamb is served. I handle birds like Mike on the roof. I'm likely to shoot. You understand my nerves. You would if you knew the depth of what Amber heard. Ooh. Judge slamming gavels, the verdict's guilty. Watch rain emerge. Uh-huh. Bloodstained apparel, the furs is filthy. I damage furs. I ain't got no plan to splurge. Uh-huh. Time to hit the block, yeah, I'ma slam the curb. You ain't built to withstand a purge. Get you killed for some grams of herb. Dirt cheap, yes. First night home from prison's the worst sleep. At. Violated the first week, yeah. I was raised on these cursed streets and off and torn. If you don't bump into the devil 3 times a day, then you walking with him. How my wicked lawyer beat all them charges. I'm off regardless, got some bodies that's decomposing in lost garages. These crosshairs is how I cross my targets. Live off the harvest with my band of brothers like we was all the barges. Duff. The Butch.
Yeah, deep in these verses. this is my purpose, demonstrated. The devil inundated with knowledge that's propagated, delivered in these bars, leaving scars upon the ignorant. Why don't the faith understand, so they benefit, seeing the light that I position in this composition. A movement needs to share a team, ain't no competition. The biggest enemy lies within my own being. Self-isolated at home, I'm in his own friend. Mind and soul, confrontation of the flesh. Strength in the will, show a skill, I pass the test. Could you success? Only comes from self-discipline. Scripture point this out, but we not listening. So now we witnessing a call in the wilderness. Out of slumber we rise, trying to deal with this. Filling the apathy, paralyzing the populace. Sleepwalking down the road to the apocalypse. Mobilize the righteous to stabilize the planet. Educate the masses, taking life for granted. Who's unaware there's a higher call in this dialogue? Main reason that we seeing empires fall. Humbling before the true king, a normal routine. A sense of hope in what this news brings. Clear the hearts of those devoted to the all-knowing. Grace and mercy from above, God is all glowing. Illuminating while we radiating. Bearing light in the dark while the devil is steady hating. Time to take it to the further the stream, further the scheme. Narrative incomplete, to insert the theme. Converted to dream, made it tangible. Manifested in our art of rhyme, so the truth is understandable. Yeah, you don't stop. Rock, rock to the beat, you don't stop. Rock, rock to the beat, you don't quit. It be that beast, blues and bars with the ultimate. Let's get it.
I'm not lying, yo, it's all in the math. We the gods understand that. The best part, we demand that. We the pole righteous teachers, unlimited features, original graph. I'm not lying, yo, it's all in the math.
Children of the Most High, original Israelites, not Israelians. Look within, see the light. We colonized by aliens, some call them fallen angels. Low dimensional beings, only moving in angles. Never straightforward, only sideways. Spineless snake skin, reptilian race. Cause of a crime wave against universal law. Third rock from the sun, right here, right now. But trust the war's already won before it ever begun. The Most High's will is done, as above, so below. Love is love, we all one. As within, so without. Exhale, inhale. Count your breaths and your blessings escape from your inner hell. The physical's a reflection of that which is spiritual. Know thyself and you'll know all individuals. Everything is everything. Overcome the ego and manifest heaven on earth. We God's people.
We the gods, understand that. The best part, we demand that. We the pro-righteous teachers, unlimited features. Original graph, I'm not lying, yo, it's all in the math. We the gods understand that. The best part, we demand that. We the pole righteous teachers, unlimited features, original graph. I'm not lying, yo, it's all in the math.
We the pole righteous teachers turned rich. Screaming power to the people, raising a firm fist. Health is wealth, but when will our people learn this? See, knowledge is power, and without it, we worthless. So what's our purpose upon this earth? Civilize the uncivil, but begin with yourself first. Realizing the spiritual cause behind all things. Seen and unseen, creator of all beings. Clean and unclean, I mean, I am that I am. It's all in the math, nigga. Unlimited features, original graph. You live according to flesh,